The federal government's pushing to get big, contentious changes to the NDIS into action. The National Disability Insurance Scheme is a huge and complicated system, so let's get into a bit more about what exactly it does and what the government's trying to shake up. The NDIS was created in 2013 by the Gillard government to give funding and support to people with disabilities. Before this, states and territories ran disability services, which were often inconsistent and left many without support. The NDIS funds physical things like mobility aids, but also carers and support workers, as well as therapies and training. It's been a game changer for hundreds of thousands of people, letting many stay in their own homes and live and work more independently. But the scheme's also gotten much bigger than it was supposed to be. Back in 2013, the Productivity Commission projected the NDIS would ultimately support about 400,000 people and cost about $13.5 billion a year. But it now supports about 760,000 people and costs more than $50 billion. It was meant for only those with significant and permanent disabilities, but once it started, many state-based services closed, and the NDIS absorbed more and more people, with the biggest cohort now autistic people and children. The NDIS has also suffered a reputational hit, with widespread reports of fraud. So now to these changes. Back in April, the government announced plans to cut the number of people on the scheme and decrease funding for social and community activities. Many in the disability community have slammed the changes. In particular, there's been a lot of criticism of a move to give the NDIS minister more powers to reduce people's funding. And there are concerns state governments may have to pick up extra supports under the changes, with many arguing they aren't set up to do that. There's also new eligibility criteria, which says people must have exhausted all appropriate treatments before they get on the NDIS. Many are worried that will leave behind those who can't afford or don't have access to alternatives, like people in remote areas. The government also proposes using an automated computer program to make decisions about people's claims, and it wants to increase the care expectations of parents. There's also the removal of some fine print, which advocates say means people with multiple disabilities could miss out on support. When it comes to fraud, the government wants heavier fines and strengthened abilities for the National Disability Insurance Agency, rather than just the police, to investigate providers. Submissions to a government inquiry show the disability community generally supports a fraud crackdown, though there are some concerns about giving the agency more power. The government wants all these changes passed through Parliament as soon as possible, but it's facing opposition from the Coalition and the Greens.